This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Monday, July 27th. Managed money traders made a bit of a move last week, liquidating 15,145 short positions, representing the largest week of institutional buying going back to January. A change in market outlook does not appear to be present just yet, however, as the speculative side of their book only increased by 245. Market watchers will be keeping a close eye on these developments, though, because if managed money starts to speculate at the same time they take profits on the short side, the futures market could make notable advances. Weekly slaughter last week was estimated at 2.268 million head, the lowest for marketing week 30 going back to 2018, significantly lower than what the June Hogs and Pigs report estimated, and the fourth time the weekly kill was below 2.3 million head this year. Evidence of a PERS impact? It could be, but it could also be a production issue at one of the plants. There is also still a lot of pork being produced. Carcass weights per animal slaughtered came in at 214.7 pounds, the highest for the marketing week on record, 4.8 pounds higher than last year, and 1.9 pounds higher than the next closest marketing year in 2014. So far, lean hog futures traders are not bullish on hog shortage thoughts. December 2026 and February and April 2027 contracts are lower than Friday by over $2 US 100 weight. That is not the response from a market concerned about a shortage of supplies. And while it is too simplistic to attribute market moves to any one variable, our initial thoughts are that demand concerns continue to weigh on the market.